Hey, I'm talking to Randy. He's a murder mystery expert in the industry. First of all, tell me a little bit about your background in murder mysteries and for corporate events.
Well, murder mysteries, I've been producing them for 8 years now, since 2002. That's 6 years, sorry. it just seems to go flying by. But we do have things booked out through 2012 right now. Background is in full degree in theater, producing full shows as well as murder mysteries for corporate clients and private events.
Tell me about the most popular corporate shows. What are the plots?
We've got three murder mysteries that we produce, and they are equally popular. Probably the most popular one, simply for the familiarity, is the Eltos. We've been doing that one since 2002. And it's a very fun show centered around a spoof of The Sopranos. It's seven actors, and it's fully scripted and very corporate-friendly because instead of dropping F-bombs, we say that everything is fargin' amazing. So my daughter has been seeing that show since she was six. And so we've had, you know, kids from 6 years old all the way up to 80. 80-year-olds enjoying the show. The most popular, the other two shows we do is the 80s Class Reunion Murder Mystery. That's a new show that we wrote ourselves. After doing hundreds of these shows, we decided that we'd come up with a really great idea of cashing in on the 80s craze, and mm-hmm. we're also children of the 80s, so that's been a very popular show. People get dressed up in their favorite 80s costumes and come to a class reunion.
Bring back the big hair 80s and all that stuff.
Exactly. A popular contest that is combined with that one is the biggest hair and the longest mullet.
Yeah, I suppose that would work pretty good. Hopefully they're not real.
sometimes they are. And the other one is Murderous Crossings, which is a spoof of Agatha Christie's spoof. And that's set on a cruise ship, and you're invited to the wedding of the contestant Nicole Follett to the rich American John Rothschild of the Rothschilds.
Yes.
And a popular way to do that is to invite everybody to the wedding, and then you have, to encourage participation there, you have ugliest bridesmaid's dress and ugliest tuxedo contest as well. So, and the Altos, a lot of times people will dress up with corporate events and say that due to budget constraints or scheduling problems, we've had to combine our party this year with the funeral of Tony Alto, local mob boss. And so in order to blend better, we're encouraging you to dress up in your favorite mafioso outfit, and we will be giving the prizes away for that.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it really is. We did one time, we did the North Dakota Title and Closing Company, mm-hmm. Title and Closing Professionals convention, and they swore up and down that they would never have people participate, and they had about 90% of the people participate, and they had a blast.
So you tell people in advance, and you kind of help coordinate that so that so that people know a little bit what's going on, so they can dress appropriately and stuff like that?
That's the best way to do it. Every now and then, some client will want to make this be a surprise. Mm-hmm. I try to discourage it, and it still works out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Bar none of the hundreds of these that we've done, the best ones are the ones that are right up front with it, you know, saying that, you know, hey, we're going to go to this murder mystery, or, you know, put it, you're coming to the wake of Tony Alto, or let's go to the 80s class reunion, or let's go to the wedding of contestant Nicole Follett to John Rothschild, and dress accordingly.
Now, is there a particular size of an audience that works well with this, or is there a minimum size that works? I mean, anything we need to pay attention to on that?
As far as size, we've done shows as small as 12 to 14 people, and we've done it all the way up to 350.
Okay, so it's kind of appropriate for all that.
Yeah. 350 gets to be, the only problem there is making sure that you have a raised stage so that everybody can see properly. And then also microphones.
Yeah, okay.
We've got the full mic set. All the actors have their own microphone when needed. And we try and do that whenever we can. Different situations.
Now, for a typical corporate evening, you know, they've got social hour, you got dinner, and you got dessert, and they might have some, you know, dancing or something afterwards. Where does this fit in? When do you start it? I mean, how long does it run, usually?
These shows actually start right away at the beginning. We have varied it a little bit to accommodate. We'll, of course, accommodate our clients however we can. But a typical evening would be if the social hour starts at 6, our actors are there right at 6 o'clock. And we mingle with them. It's not like we try to take over their mingle, but we just come up and one at a time and work with these people and pretend that they are actually part of our show. You know, like Graham and Nona in the Altos will come up and play blackjack with someone.
Yeah.
John Rothschild will come in and thank them for coming to his wedding and things like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Norman comes in and he's, you know, he's always the friend of everybody, but nobody knows him. just like in high school.
Yes.
Except he cheated off me. So we have an hour. You have an hour social, and at 7 o'clock we'll start with a depending on the show, between 15 and 25 minute first scene, which mm-hmm. introduces the whole thing, and then we like to have the salads. And then after the salads are served, and about 90% of them salads are done, then we start with the second scene.
Okay.
And then main course, scene, dessert, and then final scene. They're all four scenes. And each scene is between 15 and 25 minutes long. For corporate events, it's really nice because it allows everybody a chance to talk in between. It's a really nice social lubricant because you can talk about what's happening. So a lot of times with corporate things, you may or may not be with people that you know, especially with concerns of spouses.
Mm-hmm.
And when you actually have something to talk about, then you can, there's something other than just silence and the weather to talk about.
Well, yeah, and it kind of gets people to kind of talk about this. Do you do any kind of contests, like who did it, or is there any kind of, like, you know, I say you're doing some kind of, you know, awards?
Yep. Awards are done at the end of all of our shows. People are asked to find out, to guess who did it. The actors give liberal clues throughout. They don't actually come out and tell you, but they've got their own set of clues that they tell during the mingles and everything like that, and people are encouraged to, if the client wants to have, we can give them fake money, and they're allowed to bribe the actors.
especially when you get the mobsters, yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, everybody, and there's, we usually give out three prizes. We give out a prize for the best answer, the worst answer, and the funniest answer.
Now, is there anything that I haven't asked that are typical questions?
Typical questions. Setup space, what we require for space, is basically about a 10 by 10 area in the middle of the room. The 80s show, we can also do sort of full theatrical style with a stage in front of the room.
Mm-hmm.
But really, we have to work with less. If you're doing a buffet and you don't have, like, a plated, you know, sometimes we've even done this around a World of Beer tour with appetizers and different courses of beer.
Okay.
So the only thing that we really need is certain breaks on each show that are there not only for meal but also for costume changes.
Okay.
And then a solid break between the third and the fourth scene, because we have to go out and collect the votes of who did it.
Oh, okay. Well, this sounds like a blast.
It really is. You know, when we started this in 2002, it was just the first show in a season of seven shows, and the Altos is, and we don't do a lot of direct marketing. It's just been word of mouth. We've traveled from Des Moines, Iowa, all the way up to northern Minnesota, all points in North Dakota, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, St. Paul. We've got a couple clients out in Seattle that we're trying to solidify a show with. They keep on calling and want us out there, and then I think they finally got the right budget. So
well, now, are you one of the actors?
That I am.
What do you enjoy most about doing this from the actor standpoint?
From the actor standpoint? It's a constant challenge. A lot of times the actors get to hide behind stage, and this is really environmental theater where, yes, we do have lines. It's very important for the client to know that this is a scripted show. It's not an improv show.
Mm-hmm.
And so they know 99% of what, I know 99% of what my actors are going to say. The 1% is a little bit of improv as far as you might be coming up next, people, and I might be in the middle of a line, and then all of a sudden someone might pop up, and you have to react to them in character. And so it's a really great, and then you also have to get back on, get the train back on the track.
Oh, so you don't forget to give a clue or something like that, yeah.
Exactly. So,
well, that sounds like just a blast of a job, too, so.
It is.